Hi, this is Matthew Berkowitz, and I want to welcome you to the Carr Maloney Class Action COVID Cast. I, along with Brian O'Shea, are discussing a number of different issues that are arising in the class action arena as it relates to coronavirus, COVID-19. And we thought it'd be interesting to talk about some of the potential class actions that may be rising out of professional sports as professional sports starts to gear up again. Both Major League Baseball and the NHL are working on agreements right now to start play again, perhaps as soon as the next month without fans. But certainly there are a number of potential issues and potential liability and, no pun intended, exposure as it relates to either the players themselves, some privacy issues of sorts as it relates to their family members and potential exposure to family members, as well as team employees and stadium workers, whether it's the grounds crew or team trainers, bat boys, so forth and so on. So I'm going to turn it over to Brian. He's going to touch on some of the different potential claims that could arise, and we'll talk about some of these the defenses. So I'll turn it over to Brian.
Well, I think one potential type of claim we might see is claims from team employees against the professional teams in a variety of different leagues for not taking adequate protections. And you know, putting people aside who deal with fans for now, because that appears to be generally off the table for the foreseeable future. People like stadium clubhouse workers and baseball, traveling secretaries, other people who interact directly with the team, even people who work in the front office, might have numerous different claims against the teams that they work for if they catch coronavirus, if the teams don't take adequate protections.
And I would think that would also, Brian, apply, as I mentioned, you know, player families or stadium or maybe family members of stadium workers, so forth and so on. Certainly players as a defense, if there's ever class action. Obviously you have the union, but there's certainly perhaps an assumption of risk defense. We certainly talked about, you know, obviously we know Major League Baseball in its discussions is trying to provide adequate PPE and doing the social distancing as best as they can and just different guidelines as best as they can. But, you know, certainly if it ever forms the gets to a point where someone tries to bring a class, I think there's going to be a number of different defenses that would just apply similarly to what we've talked in previous weeks. As for example, if it would apply the same way, just and same defenses and issues that would arise as if employees of a supermarket brought suit against this, its employer supermarket chain. Your thoughts on that, Brian?
Well, I think you're right. I think that similar defenses like causation do apply. But I think one difference here with professional sports teams, and the NBA has been talking about this in particular, and I think baseball has as well, they're talking about putting people into a biodome-like environment where you essentially sequester the players and their families together and a state like Florida or Arizona, and allow the games to go on that way in an environment that should be clean and free of people with coronavirus. But I think it's possible, maybe while they're considering the safety aspect of it, I think that putting people in an environment like that altogether, sequestered from the rest of the world, might actually hurt the causation argument.
Point, but the issue is, and while that can be negotiated with the players' association and the union, and they're able to force those issues, what about? I guess the question is, perhaps if it's claims by stadium employees, are they also going to be quarantined? Can they I mean, they may have their own unions as well, but obviously you've got different people standing in different positions. And then I think that could also go to commonality because, and predominance issues, because depending, is it by players? Is it by family members? Is a suit by stadium workers? They all may be subject to different, for lack of a better word, rules of sequestering that may create different standards across class members. So that's my thought on that, Brian.
That might be right. I think I find it difficult to foresee a scenario where you're going to see all of those people joining together into one class action lawsuit. I mean, that, as you were alluding to, Matt, there might be a variety of different labor issues that might impede that. But I think the ultimate argument is, look, you know, we came to work and your job is to keep us safe. And we've been in this quarantined environment with you. Where else do you think we got it? We had to have gotten it here and you're liable for it.
Right. And then I think another type of suit we may see more from the consumers. And we've seen a couple of them already. Some of them have been premature, but, you know, teams have been slow to refund or don't want to refund in full. They want to see how things go on. TV packages, for example, obviously maybe looking at more basketball or hockey where, you know, somebody – fans paid the benefit of their bargain was an 82-game season, NHL season, and they only got, 64 games and didn't even get a full playoffs and a Stanley Cup winner or basketball champion. You know, I'm seeing some of these suits potentially be talked about that they're not getting the value of what they paid for. And I don't see much legs to these suits, but I am expecting to see certain ones come down the pike.
Yeah, that very well may be. I don't think any suit involving tickets is going to go anywhere. Typically, tickets are revocable licenses. That's ultimately what you're paying for, and that ticket can be revoked at any time, pretty much for any reason. If you get kicked out of the stadium at a baseball game for touching a foul ball, even if it's a mistake, you're not getting your money back. So,
but why wouldn't you get your money back? But I'm going to, what about this one though, that, you know, in New York, Yankee fans there've been some articles about people ready to bring suits because they haven't gotten their refunds yet.
Now, why again, am I not shocked that Yankees fans would be suing to get their refunds? That was a joke. Go ahead.
I understand, and I'll leave the Red Sox out of it. So, again, yes, obviously they're going to be made whole and it's going to moot it, but certainly some sort of lost opportunity costs. I'm not saying these are going to be very meritful claims, but these are sort of the types of things we're seeing. You know, one of the things I also want to flip back is on the safety issue, especially with hockey in the controlled environment, different country, you know, there's a lot of international players that aren't subject to the same social distancing and stay-at-home orders that U.S. and Canadian players have been subject to. For example, in Sweden, they don't have stay-at-home orders, you know, and those players are about to come back into the country and be obviously within 6 feet of their opponent. So I think there's just something else to look at. I don't know. What other suits you see in the class action wise, Brian?
Well, I'd actually like to go back to what you were just saying about people coming in from other countries. And I think that might end up undermining causation point I was making earlier. I mean, if you're, baseball especially, you have a lot of people coming in from other countries in Asia and Latin America, and it's possible that if there's a class action lawsuit involving players or team personnel, scouts from Latin America, who are claiming that they got coronavirus while they were in this quarantine environment. It's certainly possible that there could be some doubt because they might have caught coronavirus from where they came from before they ever arrived. So I think that's an important point to note.
And obviously there needs to be testing, and from what I'm seeing, there are plenty of fans who are not thrilled with that players are going to be tested regularly without symptoms, yet there are folks in the country, without getting into political discussion, that do have symptoms that can't get testing, they say. So there's a lot of different social and legal issues at play just by bringing the sports back, I think is really the point we're trying to make here.
And you were asking about suits that, additional suits that we're going to see. And we haven't really been talking about fans because for the foreseeable future, there probably will not be any fans in the stands. But I think fan lawsuits from fans who are claiming that they got sick at these games, potentially a year or more from now, I think that's going to be the elephant in the room here going forward.
And what do you do at that point? I mean, how do the stadiums limit that and I guess, social distancing in the stands, I guess, assuming there's no vaccine at that point?
It'll be an economic analysis. If you're a baseball team, what is worth more to you? Filling up your stands or potentially fighting against class action lawsuits? I think, honestly, it's probably at some point, I think it's going to be filling up the stands. I think that it will cost more to play with empty stadiums for a year or two or more than it will to defend against potential litigation. I don't know what you think about that.
You're probably right, because obviously I'm sure there's at least more than a handful of teams that if there's no season this year,
could be looking at bankruptcies across,
that's where I was going with that, where there are a number of teams in various sports that may not be able to have a team next year if they don't find a way to bring in some revenue this year, which then
I think minor league baseball is a big one.
You think what?
Minor league baseball, I think, is the big one. Sorry to interrupt.
No. I'm sorry. I didn't hear. And I mean, the NHL is already canceled its season, but a lot of these affiliate teams are owned by the major league team as well. So, but there are a lot of independent, lower tiered independent leagues and minor league systems. So I think you're right. Those are going to have problems as well, as well as the venues and so forth and so on.
Yeah, and you might have owners who are dealing with potential insolvency as well, depending on how they purchase their teams and how much money they have on hand, because not all owners have the same financial resources. They're all rich, but some are not as rich as others. And like I was saying, I think at some point, teams are going to have to perform a cold cost-benefit analysis and figure out, look, is it worth more to me to fill up my stands and potentially not necessarily be lax on safety but not have that at the top of my mind, or is it worth more to protect myself legally? And I think I definitely think at some point it's going to be filled with stands, no doubt.
Last question for you. 82 game season, who wins the World Series?
I don't know. Washington Nationals repeat, maybe. I think that's a solid bet. Not the Yankees. Anyone but them.
I think it's the Yankees.
No, if it's I heard right. Garrett Cole, maybe it's going to come back. So, last place finish for New York.
All right. That's a bet, and that's all the time we have today.